On this day, 30th July 1921, Parliament finds home. It is officially announced that the Assembly's College, Belfast, has been secured on a 3 years lease as the Parliament House of the Northern Parliament, with the housing of the various departmental staffs pending the acquirement of permanent buildings. The negotiations for the letting of the building had been in progress for some time past. The College, which is a handsome and imposing structure, is situated at the extremity of Botanic Avenue and at the rear of Queen's University. An interesting coincidence in connection with the College as the home for Northern Parliament is that along one side of it runs a thoroughfare called College Green. The fact is rather suggestive. Perhaps the negotiators were convinced that the permanent buildings would also be in College Green, but not the Belfast one. And in this way, the thought of the other College Green might come less disagreeably to their friends. The Assembly's College, the Presbyterian Theological College, was designed by Sir Charles Lanyon, built by Mr. John Corrie, and opened in December 1853. Since that date, it has been the Theological Training Centre in connection with the Presbyterian Assembly. Work of the college will not be interrupted, as the premises have been acquired by the trustees convenient to Queen's University. Lloyd George, hopeful of settlement. Speaking yesterday to Lord Fitzalan, Lord Lieutenant of Ireland, Mr. Lloyd George referred to the guest's activities as a whip and said he had worked night and day and had now earned his rest. So he had been made Viceroy of Ireland, laughter, by way of giving him a nice, quiet, tranquil task, free from all anxiety, laughter. Ireland was at its most critical time, but he had great faith in Lord Fitzalan, who had the three necessary qualities for success: patience, a courage that never flinches, and the uprightness of character which makes others trust him. "We wish him well in his task," concluded the Prime Minister, "and look forward to the inauguration of an era of peace, the closing of a great feud between two nations which have been cast by Providence side by side in these islands." Eamon Phoenix, editor's note, a former Tory chief whip, Lord Fitzalan, the former Edmund Talbot, was the first Catholic viceroy since the Union. Informed by an official, the laconic Cardinal Logue allegedly quipped in his Donegal accent, "I'd rather have a Catholic hangman." There was much irony also in the fact that the new Northern Ireland Parliament should find its first home in the classical Assembly's College in College Green, recalling the site of the last All-Ireland Parliament in Georgian Dublin.